May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Howdy, this is a Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for March 28th, 2020. And whoa, it's just been a couple of weeks of amazing changes in the world. Oh my gosh, this is a interesting times to say the least. And today I'm going to kind of do a review of that with four compendiums of articles and videos on the cause and recently announced cures for the coronavirus outbreak and the global repercussions that are freaking amazing. Amazing revelations coming down the pike, folks. Just reading about, you know, yesterday that Trump has nationalized the banks, basically. I mean, you know, be going into that of the understanding of basically restructuring, reordering, reboot, reinvention of, the global, you know, reset, however you want to put it. You know, there's phenomenal changes in the works, and I'm going to be discussing that today. I'll try not to get too excited. I got a lot of stuff to cover. Like I say, I've got four blogs, and a lot of videos, embedded videos, articles, people a lot smarter than me about what's going on that I'll be cussing and discussing, so to speak. And first one, article I'll be going into is regarding the pandemic panic here a couple weeks ago. It was just really intense. As truth of this war, call it medical martial law war, medical, it's like a medical war, as they were discussing it. Or as Trump said, this is a medical war and we need to win this war. And this is back in 319. It was a press briefing for the White House coronavirus task force, and regarding, you know, the storm that Q refers to. Now there's tribulations, you know, as in the old prophecies going on, and how this plague, so to speak, is biblical, you know, and it will proved to be a nothing burger as the virus fizzles out, which, as I said back then, and now I'm saying that again. It looks like the mask is coming off the PSYOP. You know, this was the story behind this psychological operation, and, you know, the timing of it. Oh my gosh, there's dimensions of this that are fascinating reading. Historians will look back at this. And I've tried to document it best I can with some extraordinary videos that I'll be just touching on, that I've archived them. You can scan the articles, you know, at heartcom.org. The Heartcom Network archive page. These last four compendiums are a good review, you might say, of some of the best and brightest experts, authorities, you know, writers, bloggers, and videographers, you know, that have given an orientation to what's going on, that I would like to think that my grandchildren will be able to look back at this time and say, wow, Grandpa Cricky was really onto some far out stuff back in his day. So this is the time, the big shift I've been talking about, the transformation, paradigm shift, reset. I've been talking about this coming for years. Well, now it's happening. You can call it a global healing crisis, the global transformation, update, upgrade of all our social, political, and economic institutions, systems, etc. So, the second article, and I'm just kind of giving an overview right now, was on this systemic reboot during spring break, the global healing crisis. And just as a healing crisis, we'll quite often have like the flu, a purging of toxins in the body, you know, like, but now we're talking about the body politic, social, politically, and economically. There's disruption of homeostasis and harmony, you might say. There is eruption, projectile vomiting, you might say, politically, with crazy stuff coming out. You know, there's an elimination crisis, a healing crisis. There's a purging of toxins in the body politic and the social, again, political and economic institutions. You're just saying crisis, a healing crisis. And the third blog I'm going to be going into is, you know, 10 ways of strengthening your immune system. And then today I just did another article called The Vision and the Storm, the Global Storm. And this is, again, a reference to Q. And of course, what I've done is provide some videos, articles, and some timely home study material, you know, because we're all homeschoolers now, you know. and so for all those light workers and love makers who appreciate the power of love and the wisdom of co-creation in the spirit of Aquarian love, I mean, we're in Aquarian spring, you know, the threshold of Aquarius. I think you'll appreciate how I'm going to sum it up today. So that's kind of a brief overview. I'm going to go into a little bit of the astrology, psychology, which has been intense the last couple weeks. And specifically, I'm referring to a stellium of planets in conjunction in Capricorn with Jupiter, Pluto, Mars, and Saturn right now. Mars is conjuncting Saturn and conjuncting Pluto and Jupiter. Mars was over Jupiter here a couple weeks ago. It has moved over Pluto, and now it's between Pluto and Saturn. But all of these planets in a tight stellium configuration, you know, concentration, alignment in Capricorn, is heavy energy. Haven't seen this alignment of, and this basically same configuration relationship of these planets and Capricorn since the American Revolution, 200 and some years ago. But now it's a global affair. We're talking about the new American Revolution, but now it's America, the I Am Race anagram, you know, globally. This is a global evolution, revolution, revelations. And right now, as we speak tonight, as I'm doing the show, there is a trine between this stellium alignment configuration of all these planets, powerful planets, Jupiter, Pluto, Mars, Saturn, alignment. They're all trine the moon at 29 degrees Taurus, which is conjunct, the moon conjunct Venus. So you've got a really nice configuration. So this is a good time, you know, to give a kind of a harmonic overview, you know, of the intensity, get a perspective on it. So that's a little bit of the astrology, psychology. One other aspect of what's going on today, and actually been going on the last week or two, has been a creative triangle between Venus in Taurus, and which is an Earth sign, and the stellium of planets in Capricorn, which is another Earth sign. Both of this these Earth sign trine relationships have been sextile to Neptune, which is the higher octave of Venus in Pisces. And so we're talking about, you know, a very nice aspect of very high frequency of cosmic love with Neptune in Pisces. Neptune is a very high energy. Like I say, it's the higher octave of Venus. And its home exaltation is in Pisces. So there's a, might say, a resolution of this very intense energy, difficult dealing with authority structures. You know, basically all of our core institutions, the old paradigm, you know, again, Saturn and Pluto. We're talking about power elite institutions, and you know, the understanding of that this is the old paradigm, the establishment, the patriarchy, and we're moving into Aquarius. We're shifting from patriarchy to a higher octave of love, more of the divine feminine, more of the Aquarian spirit of freedom and opportunity in love. Aquarian freedom, Aquarian community, unity and diversity in this, with the spirit of love and action. So I mean, that was just a touch of it. I do mention some of the astrology psychology. Those who've been following Kai Pacha, the astrologer, on his website, New Paradigm Astrology, you can Google that, New Paradigm Astrology, Kai Pacha, and get the latest updates. And he really goes into this astrology psychology, which is, I mean, it's just, he nails it. I mean, what's going on and the energy people have been feeling, which has been intense, as you know, the last couple of weeks. So that's enough of the astrology psychology. I got a lot to cover today, and I'm going to go into it now. The first article regarding, and I'm going to go through this kind of fast. Again, you can read along if you want to pull up the web page, you know, from heartcom.org, you know, the HeartCom Network website. If you can do that on your computer in another window while I'm talking, or again, in the podcast that will be up here in a couple days, you'll be able to, in the show notes, have the link that you'll be able to pull up these archived websites, you know, the blogs, where I have these embedded articles and videos that you can really go into in-depth. You can scan through what you want to read on your own. I'll be just touching on it and going off script a little bit, so to speak, and giving an overview of one of the most epic times in my lifetime, of the epic changes, phenomenal events globally going on very quickly. So this was back on spring equinox, was when I, since the last show, and the last show was back on the 14th, but on spring equinox, I went into basically this understanding of this pandemic panic that was intense. And of course, it's been building the last couple of weeks. It really, the intensity of it really began building here a couple of weeks ago, and I'll be going through that and hopefully begin relieving some of that panic. I mean, you know, so, you know, there's light at the end of the tunnel, folks, and I'm going to be leading up to the end of the show. But in the meantime, there's some really interesting stuff that, again, like I say, I'll be cussing and discussing. I try not to get too off color, but I will be dealing with some of this, and it, you know, kind of began when this intensity kind of was, began really peaking, coming to a head, was back on the spring equinox. Now, again, I've been talking about Aquarian spring, you know, this 10-year, I mean, since the first of the year, I've been talking about Aquarian spring, you know, the 2020s, the decade of the 20s, and how this is the initiation of Aquarius, you know, the 2000 year in the precession of the equinox, where Earth enters in the galactic plane, that field of energy known as Aquarius, the alignment of the of Earth with the concentration of energies of Aquarius. Some of those who understand the very basics of astrology, psychology, understand that there are energy shifts and energy, different energies in different ages as the deep space energies of our galaxy are aligned with the galactic plane and with the great central sun of our galaxy and the hundreds of billions of star systems in our galaxy, and where Earth is at in that alignment with the galactic plane and the concentration of photonic light as defines and refines collective consciousness, you know, of humanity. And of course, as we've entered with the galactic alignment since, you know, in around 2012, in the precession of equinoxes, Earth has been crossing the galactic plane, and that alignment, that concentration of energies has been extremely intense. I mean, look at what's happened the last 100 years on Earth. The acceleration, the photonic light is intensified, and we have seen the civilization go from horse and buggy to the space age in 100 years. Well, now you might say the secret space program the last 40 years, you know, the Stargate program and all these secret programs, I mean, has even bypassed where we are at with collective knowledge. You know, it's been secret. Well, now that's being unveiled, and we're just on the cusp of you might say, again, the truth of what's going on is surging. Aquarian truth, community, you know, unity and diverse collective in the collective conscience is surging, and there's the fear is and panic is purging. It's on the surface, and as Trump said again back on 3/19, this is a medical war and we need to win this war. He's talking about the coronavirus. So this is the storm that Q talks about, and we've been warned. I mean, these tribulations are old prophecy. I mean, we're talking about this global coronavirus plague is biblical, and it will prove, as I say here, to be a nothing burger as the virus fizzles out, and you're going to see that happening over the next couple of weeks. It's been a cover for a lot of things that had to happen behind the scenes. I'm going to be going into that. So back on the 19th, that was like the first day of spring. You know, I mean, the whole nation's on spring break. This is when, you know, the quarantine process began. And this compendium kind of goes into an overview of some different things that are happening. But basically, I tried at that point to deal with some immunity against fear, because fear is, you know, is our own worst enemy, you might say. And the way I put it was, you know, true news outs fake news. You know, the idea of how the global independent media is finally beginning to expose the role of big pharma and the medical industrial complex in collusion with big government for profit and control at the expense of optimal public health and security. Now, that's a mouthful. I go into this a little bit, explaining that the American healthcare system is being exposed for what it is, a privatized disease care system that profits with centralized power over people through the creation and management of disease, not prevention of disease, as profits the holistic constitution of one's body and mind with the sovereign spirit that matters for a high standard of enlightened love, enlightened health. So immunity, holistic immunity beats victim dictum. You might say victory virtues, holistic health beats victim dictum. The best defense against disease is a good offense with a strong immune system and a healthcare system that is based on well-informed choice as truly optimizes the analysis, prevention, and management of all disease, which should be the emphasis now. Now, I'm getting to basically an understanding, and I'm going through it at this point, and I've been touching on this subject of healing the healthcare system, which is, in fact, a disease care system. It's, you know, that's 97% based on the treatment of disease rather than the prevention of it. I'm going to be touching on that, you know, over these next couple blogs, because this is really the kind of core issue we're talking about, that there's global holistic healing, the big shift from a world at war with itself, which is worth, you know, kind of seeing right now. It's like, you know, there's war in the members of the global civilization right now, and it's like every nation is fending for themselves. But as far as a universal health care system, or what I refer to as a self-care model, a universal self-care, for global holistic healing of the healthcare system itself, this is part of the big shift, the global shift that we're going to be seeing. And we're seeing the healing crisis now by way of this coronavirus. And this is by plan and intent, folks. There's quite a story about this and the different dimensions of this. Historians will give a perspective that this was the turning point, I think, for global civilization, where we became, where we began to basically become a, you know, the family of mankind in a global village, that basically we begin to get our act together as a whole, you know, the United Sovereigns of Earth. So the family of mankind has arrived in a global village of instant everywhere and interactive net reality that is all connected in principle but disconnected from common sense social conscience that unites rather than divides. This disconnect causes dis-ease of all kinds. So witness the current global shutdown. Again, this was 2 weeks ago. A major reboot is in process. Coronavirus is just the cover story. This is a theme I'm going to be going into over this next four pieces. This is global revolution, emphasizing 90% of the word, evolution. It's a healing crisis in the body politic. Sooner or later, as Aquarian Spring picks up momentum, mass awakening to the creative ascent process will upgrade our source connection and collective immune system with effective sensory perception, ESP, of, by, and for Aquarian freedom in love. As we go fully into Aquarius, which is not going to be for the next 10 years fully, this is just the beginning, we will see more effective sensory perception, ESP, manifesting as our natural birthright. Just like natural rights, you know, in the Bill of Rights, you know, under the Constitution, these natural rights from the time of the Constitution to the U.S. government's founding, globally, we will see our natural rights as effective sensory perception. Global community, unity and diversity, freedom and love. So fear is counterproductive. It's apparent to global netizens, you know, online citizens, you might say, that inordinate fear has been weaponized for agendas other than just the virus. It is well known that constant stress, fear for financial or physical health, for example, can suppress the immune system. So be cool. Chill out. You know, we're going to go through this. I mean, fear and worry are like praying for what you do not want. Fear is a very real thing, and it's a good cover for the long-planned global economic reset behind the scenes. Fear hysteria was the explosive charge, and coronavirus was just the ignition. It was like the blasting cap. So, spoiler alert, the economy right now is like the third building on 9/11 that went down without being hit by a plane, you know, a controlled demolition. Fake stream media still ignores inconvenient 9/11 truth just as it ignores how the global coronavirus terror event is the cover story, while a new global socioeconomic order is being structured and deployed behind the scenes. I'm going to be going into this more. I'm going to have to move through this a little faster if I'm going to finish it up. Now, this was all foreseen. Now, there's a video I have on Project Looking Glass. And Project Looking Glass, I mean, it's an amazing story. And how basically it's quantum field. You know, there's no time or space. It's like the quantum jump program. You know, the secret Stargate program is time-space travel. And they're with the project looking like how they're, I mean, the video is amazing. How basically, deep state, military, industrial, you know, really advanced secret quantum projects were able to, how they were able to look into the future to a certain point around 2012. I mean, this is a fascinating story. People that are familiar with the understanding of the quantum reality, quantum science, quantum shift, you know, the and have followed the science of that, you'll be fascinated with this Project Looking Glass video. And there's I have two different links on this understanding of Project Looking Glass and how David Wilcox, he has a video, what's really going on with the global shutdown and reboot from the perspective of this Project Looking Glass. Some of you will find that fascinating. I certainly did. So keep the faith that a wholly new system has been prepared, foreseen by, you know, the white hats behind the scenes, that is much different from what you may have thought, yet far better than you may have hoped for. So be patient. Trust the plan. God wins. You know, that's Q. Aquarian love happens. So health knowledge is power. This is a theme, you know, the healing of the medical industrial complex, healing of the healthcare system globally. Well-informed choice is the heart of health freedom and one's sovereign right to own one's own body and life. And without that choice, all our other core freedoms are eroded under tyranny. So the power to know better and do better is the heart of the can-do spirit that has inspired innovation and guided conscious evolution of humanity to the current turning point where gross defects in social media infrastructure can no longer obscure or otherwise prevent mass awakening to the opportunity for upgrade of five core internet freedoms that empower global wisdom in a high state of Aquarian love. And this is coming around to the subject of global telecare modeling. We're hearing a lot about telemedicine, you know, because, you know, we're all trying to maintain a distance, you know, from each other. And it's also called telehealth. And this is the Aquarian model of holistic care that is optimized with personalized choice through free online universal self-care's global telecare model. Now, I have links and articles, in-depth articles and videos on global telecare and global telecom, which are like the alpha and omega of freedom and opportunity for holistic healing of core social, political, and economic institutions. With Aquarian models of TLC at the heart of global sovereignty for all of us, the United Sovereigns of Earth. This next big thing, evolution, revolution, in the computer internet revolution, will involve and evolve our individual and collective conscience with a universal interface for global interaction as co-creates conscientious common sense through the Holy Spirit of ordained love and action. The Holy Spirit of love and action. So the quote by the chief architect of the Constitution, James Madison, who was fourth U.S. president, he said, conscience is the most sacred of all property. So we're talking about a revolution in higher consciousness with a unity conscience, unity and diversity, you know, the family of mankind and a global village, the United Sovereigns of Earth. So I provided a couple, you know, this is when a lot of the fear porn was going rampant and people were freaking out. This is here a couple weeks ago, you know, back at spring equinox. I'm still on this first blog. I'm going to have to move along a little faster here. And there's a video, which is really an excellent video by Ben Swan, and he just lays out the number. And this is the truth. When I say it's been a psyops, the actual statistics, the numbers of people getting sick and the people dying is actually less in the United States from the beginning than regular flu. And he goes through this. The seasonal flu is twice as deadly as COVID-19. He goes through the numbers on this, and this is what's proving out. Folks, I'm telling you, it's when I say a psyops, you know, this whole event is being ramped up as a cover story for global transformation of the economic system and the order and do that. And what's going on behind the scenes? I'll be going into it more. But this is a good video that basically just kind of blows the BS, you know, the belief system that this is a horrible, dangerous virus. It's not. It's a cover story for global transformation. So you can look at the numbers that Ben Swan talks about from the World Health Organization and make an apples-to-apples comparison to see that this COVID-19 has half the mortality rate of the seasonal flu when it comes to the ratio of death to confirmed cases. He lays it out quite simple. And then, you know, and I'm trying to do some fear busting back here a couple weeks ago because the fear, inordinate fear, was just going wild at the time. So I provide another video, and again, this will be in the show notes, or you can go to on the website now, again, at heartcom.org, you know, go to the HeartCom Network link, and the most recent video, you can see the most recent, the four, you know, since spring equinox, you can see the videos. And there's another video I provide in this one on that's about a simple cure for coronavirus that's ignored by the fear porn pandemic pushers. It's only 3 minutes long, and it's amazing. It's just, you know, how you can basically, you know, kill the virus in your home using a hairdryer. I know it sounds crazy, but the coronavirus is extremely sensitive to heat, and how you can, if you have a sauna, that's great. That'll work. Heat, moisture, hot moisture. But how you can actually use a hairdryer to kill it. I mean, there's a lot of common sense in this little short video. This COVID-19 is a fragile virus that you can easily eradicate at home on your own. Actually gives several ways to do it. There's another article that basically blows the cover on this Contagion of Fear by Chuck Baldwin Live. When people are, he goes on to say that when people are consumed with fear, they've already surrendered the spirit that matters for resistance to tyranny. And this is, I mean, he kind of nails it. You find that article interesting. And there was one more short video in this piece here, back on spring equinox, on the quantum reality, the energy field, and the origins of coronavirus. This is an amazing article by this Dr. Thomas Cohen, MD, and he explains, hypothesizes that coronavirus may be the history repeating itself and caused by EMFs and 5G. This was shot at the Health and Human Rights Summit in Tucson here March 12th. An amazing video, and you can watch that also. So kind of a bottom line, global holistic healing is our Aquarian destiny. The greatest thing we can do right now is commit to our own transformation. High frequencies of peace, love, and joy, as infrequently, are the best antidote for inordinate fear that disconnects mind from the heart. So good actors will see this crisis as an extraordinary opportunity to reset this stumbling block into a stepping stone for global freedom and holistic healing. The deep state can no longer fake it. The future is what we all make it. As inordinate fear surges and the deep state emerges, TLC is our choice, so let's take it. So that's that one. And the next article here was just a couple of days later, back on March 22nd. And we're only talking about a week ago, folks. This article gets into, you might say, the global, the spring break that we're all on with this quarantine, the self-isolation thing. I refer to this as this is going on globally. So it's like this global healing crisis. I go into it in more depth, with more understanding. So there's, as I say here, there's chaos in the global economy. Fear of the unknown has created mass dis-ease beyond any virus. And I quote Thomas Paine from his treatise Common Sense, it sparked the American Revolution, where he says, these are the times that try men's souls. But now it's a global affair. I mean, this dis-ease in the body and mind of the family of mankind is the crisis that wants systemic, holistic healing. The global mind is waking up with long prophesied evolution, revolution, revelations. And if you've been reading 2020's Co-Creation, you know, where I've archived the article since the first of the year on this process of global evolution, revolution, revelations, you might say, then you know that a lot of fear porn propaganda is being pushed heavily in mainstream media right now and for reasons other than coronavirus. A few days ago, and this is, again, back about a week ago, I provided a short video in my Equinox blog, The Pandemic Panic Purges, that explains how COVID-19 is a fragile virus that you can easily prevent or neutralize at home in several ways. That excellent independent media video was blocked by YouTube, which you may have noticed if you viewed the blog, you know, the night before or the morning after, before I caught it and uploaded the same video from BitChute. My point here is that YouTube, Google is definitely messing with truth tellers. The blow the cover on deep state BS, you know, belief system that would have us surrender health freedom for safety and security until we have neither health nor security. Now, as a practicing metaphysician, I've had my finger on the pulse of this healing crisis long enough to get a reading on the cause and the cure. Here are my 13 conclusive observations. Number one, the Wuhan, China epicenter of this plague was under a central government edict to have everyone vaccinated before the end of 2019. And there were biologically toxic components in those mandatory vaccines, as would weaken the immune system. Number two, Wuhan, China was also under government orders to have 5G radiation, you know, 5G systems for communication, fully installed throughout the city of 21 million people by the end of 2019, again, saturating the population with biologically toxic 60-millimeter radiation that disrupts oxygen uptake in the lungs and the cells, weakening the immune system. Number three, millions of people in Wuhan, China already had respiratory disease because they had extremely toxic air pollution, which had them wearing masks to protect their lungs before the coronavirus. Their immune systems were already compromised from toxic air and respiratory problems. Number four, Wuhan was a perfect storm of combined immune-whacking influence. Whether COVID-19 was released by accident or intent from a Wuhan bio-war lab or not, the contagion in Wuhan was a perfect storm of toxic influences weakening the immune system of everyone, causing a mass contagion among those with the weakest immune system. Number five, global elite organizations at the highest level ran event 201 pandemic simulations right before the Wuhan outbreak. And then there's a video that I provide where you can read about that. I mean, is it coincidence that Wuhan also hosted a military world game with more than 9,000 athletes from 140 nations participating and also right before the outbreak? Did they take home something that took 2 weeks to incubate? I mean, this was a setup, folks. Number six, pure intention focuses attention on strengthening your immune system. There's a link in the article on that, strengthening your immune system, for health retention with disease prevention. This is the golden age of healthcare. This is the Aquarian age of holistic healing. How we can, on a self-care basis, everyone on a highly personalized, individualized, and customized way, learn how to optimize their health through optimizing their immune system. So number seven, who profits from a weak immune system? Does big media, big pharma, and the medical industrial complex profit from fear porn and medical martial law? Well, of course they do. They stand to make a killing, literally. And they are using the same old playbook. I mean, 2002, West Nile virus is going to kill all of us. 2004, SARS will kill all of us. 2005, bird flu will kill all of us. 2009, swine flu will kill all of us. 2014, Ebola will kill all of us. 2016, Zika will kill us all. Coronavirus, 2020. COVID-19 is just the latest. So, what's the difference now? We're in Aquarian Spring. Global revolution, evolution, revolution, revelations challenges the big lie with the whole truth. And it's all coming out, folks. We're talking about full disclosure of things that at this point most people couldn't even handle it. So the most important thing is being taken care of. The economy is being restructured, rebooted, reinvented. Trump has just nationalized the Federal Reserve. You're going to be hearing about that more the first of the week. Just came out the other day. This is mind-blowing stuff. Anyway, number eight, most of the income from big media comes from big pharma. TV ads in the U.S. push drugs for whatever ails you, a policy outlawed in all but two industrialized countries on earth. Six of the 10 most profitable Wall Street companies are big pharma companies. They own big media. He who pays the piper calls the tune, and big media won't bite the big pharma hand that feeds us. Now, this is being exposed. I'll get into this more in the next compendium, and if I can get to it in time, and it explains it, what I'm talking about here. Number 10, the big tech lobby is in powerful collusion with big pharma. Google has purchased a big pharma company and is redirecting search traffic to their pharma ads. YouTube is censoring natural healing websites, viewing them with the same disdain as John D. Competition is a Sin Rockefeller, who founded the big pharma industry with his big oil profits, financing 1,100 U.S. medical schools with pharmacology at the core of the curriculum, creating ethical quote-unquote drug pushers while financing legislation that created the FDA as the policing arm of, by, and for big pharma. Most people don't know this history. This is over the last, 100 years. The cure for coronavirus and the cancer virus, this is number 11. The cure for coronavirus and the cancer virus is a strong immune system. Excuse me. Toxic drugs weaken the immune system. Chemo for cancer virtually wipes out the immune system. So why does Trump's coronavirus experts sound like big pharma sales reps? Now, I'm going to be talking about who that big pharma coronavirus expert is here in a bit. But why don't they remind us of the simple yet powerful ways to build a strong immune system? I mean, even we end the toxic disease profiteering pharmacide of big pharma, or that pathology will end us. Number 12, the higher the Aquarian vision of TLC virtue at the heart of universal interface for global telecom, the greater the result of, by, and for a global revolution in higher conscience and holistic health. This is the 2020s co-creation of peace, joy, and universal self-care for global holistic healing of us as United Sovereigns of Earth. 13, there are only spiritual solutions to human problems. We can't legislate morality nor health. The best we can do is to co-create open, transparent systems of global telecom infrastructure, the Heartware Project, that upgrades five core internet freedoms and empowers collective wisdom with ethical conscience at the heart of whole systems health in our ubiquitous global social network communities. So claim the vision, valor for the victory, and I provide several videos of the month that are really amazing kind of exposés of what's going on with this pandemic and the truth behind the coronavirus, and David Wilcock on his and also the Corbett report on medical martial law. So three amazing videos there that give a good orientation. Anyway, a few days ago, well, it wasn't that long ago. What are we talking about? Back on March 26th, That was just a couple days ago. I mean, I've been publishing up a storm, folks, and I had an article on 10 ways to strengthen your immune system. And I quote, this is the expert on U.S. infectious disease, Dr. Anthony Fauci, Trump has been gaslighting. Dr. Anthony Fauci, he represents Big Pharma, you know, the medical industrial complex. And he says that viruses don't do as well with warm, moist weather. Well, that's what's coming. We're going to see in through Easter that this virus is going to fizzle out. And they may try to do a media hype, but there's so much media hype that's being exposed already. And on my prediction, I'm seeing that the real possibility people going back to work after Easter. I mean, I think we're on Easter break right now, spring break. And so this article, the 10 ways to strengthen the immune system, I'm going to mention a few of them because I think they're really pertinent. I have a picture at the top of this article that I shot with a 135-millimeter lens at Daytona Beach, Florida back in 1972. One of my favorite pictures. I was a beach photographer back at that time, and I had three slideshows in a nightclub where I would shoot pictures during the beach, on the beach during the day, process them with into color slides in the afternoon, and put them in the slide projectors at night so people would come into this nightclub to see themselves and other beach pictures that I was shooting on a regular basis. This actually was a color picture that was a brilliant sunny day with a haze from the water from the beach. And it looks, it's kind of flattened out with the distance with people in this picture because it's a 135-millimeter lens. Anyway, good memory. That was a blast from the past. I put that at the top of the picture because I was trying to make a point, the number one point with 10 ways to strengthen your immune system, of basically how to strengthen your health with grounding, with pure air, water, and sunshine. And as I say in this first point, that grounding or earthing, as explained in the short video, there's a little video that you can read about watch, the understanding of what grounding or earthing is. It's quite a movement with the earthing or grounding movement. It's been scientifically validated as a way to balance the bioenergetics of the body with holistic health benefits. I mean, a lot of people know about fresh, ion-charged outdoor air is therapeutic, whereas stale EMF-charged indoor air, you know, electromagnetic frequencies in the home from the alternating current in the walls, if not, you know, the cell phone, the Wi-Fi connections, those energies and create they weaken immunity. They don't really strengthen immunity. People can get used to it, and a strong immune system will resist it. But anyway, that's a point of getting fresh air, getting outside, and whether in a shower or at the beach, water can also have a grounding effect to balance body energies. Sunshine is well known for its vitamin D benefits, but also has ultraviolet rays that kill fungus, bacteria, and viruses that circulate in the blood under the skin. And you know that, and I go into number 2 point, aerobic exercise oxygenates all your cells. Oxygen provides metabolic fire for assimilation of nutrients and elimination of metabolic waste. Deep breathing fires up both the body and mind. A sluggish metabolism means poor digestion and undigested food in the biological terrain. And the biological terrain is like the soil in the body. And with sluggish metabolism, the biological terrain or the soil provides an environment in which fungus, bacteria, and viruses thrive. Now, this is an interesting quote from Louis Pasteur in his deathbed confession in 1895, where he said, microbes, you know, bacteria and viruses, are nothing. The soil, you know, condition of the host, the biological terrain, is everything. In other words, it ain't the bug, it ain't the viruses, bacteria, the fungus. It's the environment in which they thrive. If the body environment is toxic, then microbes, you know, fungus, bacteria, viruses, they got food. It's toxic as an environment in which they thrive. So number three point was this. Chew your food very well to better digest. Digestion begins in the mouth with the enzymes in saliva. Digestive juices decrease markedly in midlife when digestive aids are helpful for high-protein meals or eating later at night. Otherwise, you end up corrupting your colon. And when the sewer system backs up with the toxic dysbiosis in the gut microbiome, the body will often get a bloom of microbial infestation, as may erupt with flu-like symptoms for a healing crisis similar to the coronavirus flu. In other words, again, if you corrupt your colon, your sewer system backs up, you get a toxic biological terrain, you might get a bloom of these fungus, bacteria, and viruses that can erupt, you know, with a healing crisis like flu. We're never told this, you know, in our school gym class or health classes. It's never explained to us how people create their own sickness. Then, like after Halloween, you know, when kids always would get sick from eating all the candy, it was never explained that they're all getting the flu and getting sick from eating candy and corrupting their colon and making their body chemistry toxic with so much sugar that it got out of balance and they had a healing cleansing reaction. This just, we didn't grow up hearing this. So I go into other reasons. Minimize sugar, carbs, and alcohol. Avoid injection of poison into your system with vaccines. Number six, supplement diet with natural antivirals. And what those are, other supplements for the immune system. Turn off fear porn TV and keep dancing the quarantine boogie. And there's a couple little, there's a little gif of a little baby dancing. And there's a video, the quarantine challenge, that are really amazing videos that you can watch, which is number nine. Number 10, keep an attitude of gratitude. I get into kind of a spiritual overview there for strengthening the immune system. And then I kind of finish up with a couple videos, again, referencing the one by David Wilcock on the Great Awakening, what's going on, how there's a method to the madness. I mean, and all the fear porn is part of a PSYOPS hoax, and it goes with the territory. We're in Aquarian Spring. There's a global healing crisis going on. Keep the faith, trust the plan, make it so. And the final blog that I just published today, The Vision in the Storm. This is kind of the summary, and I'm going to wrap it up with this. Hold the vision of Aquarian economics as upgrades the currency of conscience based on abundance and prosperity rather than scarcity and austerity. Folks, we're going to be moving into an economics of abundance. Right now we have an economic system based on scarcity, the concealing, wasting, and destroying of abundance to maintain scarcity level to keep prices and profit and control high. So we're a whole new economic order will be emerging during the Aquarian Spring. It's not going to happen all at once, but I give some thought forms for global economic reset, the divine direction for an economics of abundance based on abundant TLC from the top down. You might say from the right, from the left, from the bottom up, then the capstone vision, what that will look like. Give it several years, folks. In the meantime, be aware and prepare for the storm, the resistance from deep state interests. The world is currently experiencing a dramatic crisis and covert war of biblical proportions. The coronavirus plague is just a cover story for a battle between good and evil for control of the human and physical resources of Earth. This is like 9/11 and the last financial crash combined. But there's a method to the madness, folks. All the fear porn is part of a PSYOPS hoax. As Aquarian energies of light and love surges, dark dystopian deep state agenda purges. It goes with the territory. Again, Aquarian Spring. So beware of a new version of the war on terror with new martial law, the medical martial law, and prepare for a revolution in the net roots. Excuse me, they used to call it the grassroots, but now it's the net roots, the global internet awakening. Fearless faith, Trump's Faithless Fear, some are waking up, wising up, rising up in the capstone, the creative ascent process. Others are waking up to their worst fears as an unknown existential crisis for civilization. So keep the faith, trust the plan, make it so. Excuse me. This is a couple of videos then I provide on the end of this that really kind of wrap it up. Where we're at right now, again, referencing what happened just this yesterday with the nationalization of the banking system. So, Aquarian spring storms happen. There's no worry. It's all in divine order. The Great Awakening is matriculating the matrix. Love wins in the end. So, keep the white hats in your prayers, folks. Keep the faith, see the good, make it so. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.